Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Do you struggle to feel close to God in the middle of your hectic, stressful days? When your mind is racing, prayer can feel like just another task instead of a place to rest. Discover a new way to connect with God in Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker. This beautiful guide helps you weave prayer into your everyday routines through simple movements, grounding practices, and connection tools. Even in the middle of your busy life, God is near, inviting you to rest in His presence. Prayer in Motion is available now wherever books are sold.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. A Wheel of Fortune is a popular game, and it involves a spinning wheel that spins on an axle, and the wheel itself is usually divided into segments, like slices of a pie, and each segment represents a different reward or consequence for the player. These can be money, they can be prizes, they can be penalties, or even really random things to do, like sing a song or dance, for example. Participants or players take turns and they spin the wheel, and the section on which the wheel stops after spinning determines the player's prize or fate. It can be entertaining for the person playing and also for those who are watching the game that's being played. But what if it wasn't a game? What if there really was a wheel that was a reality for you or me or someone that we know? What if that wheel was spinning right now? I've been noticing some events taking place out on the infinite energy grids, and what I've seen reminds me a lot of that Wheel of Fortune. The goddess Fortuna, blindfolded, of course, to ensure impartiality, she sets the Wheel of Destiny in motion, and our destiny is set with every spin. Imagine then what I am observing on the energy grids is really similar to a wheel of fortune, a wheel of destinies. It took me a while to work out what it was that I was seeing, but for sure, for each one of us, there's a wheel that's spinning, the wheel stops, and the segment provides us with a choice point. Each choice point is going to offer up the chance of a change in our destiny. You are being asked to make a choice. Either don't step into the potential of a new destiny and continue along the pathway you are on in the same direction, or take that chance. Take a leap of faith and choose to choose what could be offered to you in that different destiny. Yeah, there's a very real risk, I suppose, that anything can change in that destiny, and you can't reverse your choice and go back to where you were again. What should you do? How can you navigate this energetic phase? I'm watching something very like a Wheel of Fortune spinning for every individual at the moment. The wheels spin, the choice point is offered. I've never seen anything quite like this on the energy grids before. And from my observations, there are, though, ways to navigate this cosmic game of chance. And that's what my show on UK Health Radio is going to be about this week. My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetic Show for UK Health Radio. And today we're looking at something that, as I said, is very like a wheel of fortune that's spinning for every single individual out on the universal energy grids at the moment, those infinite grids that I watch. I want to delve a bit deeper into what I know about these wheels of destiny that are spinning for each and every one of us at the moment, and to share with you what I feel is the best way to approach all of the choice points that are inevitably going to be presented to you during this time. There are so many supercharged energies around, and you are being exposed to them. And instead of offering conventional prizes or outcomes, each spin of these wheels are likely to lead us to entirely different destinies altogether, from what I can see, altering the course of each one of our lives in quite an unpredictable way in some ways. So which will it be for you then? A spin, a choice, a fresh new destiny? A spin, a choice, a destiny unchanged? So I've been watching the energy grids, and this is underway right now. So this is my September 2023 update for what's happening on the energy grids at this time. I think I've noticed, certainly it's been happening to me, though it started, to be honest, back in June, but I've been watching it since June just to make sure that it really is an observable trend, something that I'm reliably seeing in many of the people that I'm sharing time with. And so at the point where I know this is a trend on the energy grids that's here to stay, well, that's why it's time to share what I know with you. So what's my advice? Well, listen to my show this week and I'll be sure to tell you what I am doing and what I'm recommending for my clients who are also playing with their destinies, if you can describe it like that.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio, and I've been noticing some events taking place out on the infinite energy grids that I'm observing all the time. And what I've seen reminds me a lot of a wheel of fortune that's spinning for each and every one of us. The goddess Fortuna, bless her, blindfolded to ensure impartiality, is setting like a wheel of destiny in motion. The wheel spins and the wheel then stops, and the segment of that wheel that's presented to us provides each and every one of us with our own choice point. And each choice point is offering you the chance of a change in your destiny. I've been watching the energy grids, and this is underway right now. It's happening to every single one of us, whether we're aware of it or not. And because of that, we may be choosing our new destinies consciously or not. And that's really important. If you're choosing your destiny, I would like it to be a conscious choice. It's time to share what I know with you then about this unusual phenomena, as I haven't seen anything quite like it on the energy grids before. Imagine then, you, I, everybody, each one of us, each individual has their own version of this wheel of destiny. And every single one of those wheels is spinning in a way that I haven't really observed it spinning before. These wheels are offering up the potential of a new destiny all the time. And it's chaos, actually. Pathways are crisscrossing on the energy grids. They're separating, they're doubling up, they're disappearing, they're reappearing. It's madness out on the grids, guys. So how do you navigate this rat's nest of spinning energetic opportunity? My clients say to me, yes, okay, but what can I do to make sure that the choices that I'm making are the right choices, that I'm moving into benefit and not away from it? So this is where I'm leading to today on my show then. As each person has their own wheel, we have to start with recognizing that it means that each one of us has a personal responsibility for our own wheel. No one can oversee the spinning of your wheel. No one apart from you can actually influence the place where the wheel is going to stop spinning. Unfortunately, that then means that each individual wheel can only be monitored and managed by the individual that the wheel is connected to. So I cannot affect your wheel. What I can do, though, is tell you how to have a positive effect upon it. What I also know is that the segment on the wheel that is attracted to you, because it seems to work in that way, it appears to be matching to your current energetic frequency. So we want it to be able to match to our truest frequency, which might not actually be our current frequency. I think that's the way to pull the right segment on that spinning wheel to you. Make it match to your truest frequency, as that's inevitably going to offer you something that will always match to you and you elevate. It's going to help you to feel nourished and flourished and joyful. So your true frequency, let's take a moment and just explore that. That's the frequency that you would represent no matter which incarnation you were in, no matter what circumstances you were experiencing. These would be your traits that remain energetically constant despite changing realities, despite you in your different states of being in the dimension. Doesn't matter what time you're in, what timelines, what states of being. They're the fundamental aspects of your identity, and they transcend external circumstances in every way. So it's the you that shows up in no matter what time or space or state of being that you could possibly be in. And these traits are so deeply ingrained at your very core self that they serve as a consistent foundation. And they're going to guide your actions when you follow them. And they will show you always the way to make right choices, even across many different sort of contexts that you might be in. So your true frequency is like your cosmic calling card, that unique energetic signature, your energetic fingerprint. So if I were to meet you in any time or space or reality or state of being, I would know that was you. There's only one of you, and that's the frequency I'd like this wheel to be aligning itself to. This true frequency is the vibrational being that shows up wherever or whatever you are. You know, that frequency. And when you make decisions that are only aligned with this frequency, this vibration, it will guide you through any shifting landscape. It will always help you to find your way home. So when you ask yourself who you are, and you know the answer, because I've just shown you where that answer lies, well, that's the person to be as the wheel spins. It's the vibration that is going to pull the segment to halt at exactly the right match for you at any given point. I know that wherever I am, my truest being will always represent hope. Hope always finds a way. So when the wheel stops and the choice point is offered, I know if I am in an embodiment of hope and hope always finding a way, I can only ever match to something that's going to be right for me. And because I'm in that elevated state of being where I know authentically who I am in whatever state or place or time, I know I've said it before, but when I know that I am the truest embodiment of my highest self, then I know I can only match to something that will only ever elevate me and that will be beneficial for me. It takes practice, but I'm sure you'll be able to do this if you're not already. So to whatever degree you are already embodying the most natural frequency that is yourself, the more likely it is that the Wheel of Fortune will find a destiny that then aligns most closely to that vibration. So in other words, if you're 100% being hope, then whatever aligns is going to be 100% alignment. If you're only 50%, you're kind of in your truest vibration and a little bit out of it, then whatever's going to align with you, whatever that that wheel is going to serve up for you, is only going to be about 50% of you authentically. And we don't really know what the other 50% is going to hold and how it's going to feel. Like attracts like, after all. And I think there's a magnetism here that we can really exploit during this energetic phase. I take a lot of comfort in that. So if you're in the middle of a bad day, if you are feeling out of sorts, maybe a bit overwhelmed, then the wheel will offer something to you that's unlikely to be aligned with your most natural enduring frequency. It's actually going to align to you the vibration while you're in that bad day, while you're feeling out of sorts, while you're feeling overwhelmed. So if you're in that situation, just let the wheel pass on by until you can shift yourself back to much more like your natural vibrational self. The opportunity of a new destiny is a choice point. If you're not aware you're being invited to make a choice, you may unintentionally make a choice nevertheless without realizing it. And that's going to land you in the midst of quite a different destiny without you even consciously realizing it. You know, it's important to be making really conscious choices at the moment. Not with everything, but you'll start to recognize it. It's like something presents itself to you, which is slightly out of the ordinary, or maybe you get a feeling about it. It's really important for you to become conscious that you could actually be being presented with these choice points at the moment. I mean, imagine if you weren't. Imagine if the people you know are not in a conscious point of choice either. I mean, that's where the chaos I'm seeing out on the energy fields is being generated. And it is. It's chaos. People are saying to me all the time, I don't know what's happening. Everything seems so unpredictable. And the people I know all around me, their lives seem to be pivoting on a pin. And that's absolutely it, is what's happening. This Wheel of Fortune spinning, it's bringing us different destinies, and it's offering us to choose whether it's the new destiny that we want. And it's quite possible, if we are not conscious about it, and we are not taking care of the vibration that we are resonating at, the frequency that we're resonating at, that we could end up in a completely new destiny without really thinking about it. And that destiny is not going to serve us in the highest possible way. So I think you'll also soon come to recognize that this wheel seems to have an urgency about it as well. People say to me, oh my goodness, these choices come in, and before I've had the opportunity to really think about it, whoosh, they've gone again. You know, time at the moment during this phase is not running to time. Funny thing to say, isn't it? But to me, it feels like it's speeded up and then it's slowed down. Doesn't seem to have a consistent rhythm to it. So the wheel spins, a destiny is offered up, and you have to make a timely move, or the wheel simply just spins off again, and that chance of choice is gone. I'm not suggesting in any way that you leap straight in. I don't want you to make a fast decision. What I am saying, though, is to be decisive when you choose to make a choice. When that choice point arrives, or the opportunity to make a beneficial change appears, I think step into it if you'd like to. And I'll talk about that a little bit more at the moment, because it's so important that as soon as you recognize you're at a choice point, that you then also allow yourself to really feel how you feel about making a step into that choice. Is this a right-centered step? Is this a right step? Or is this a step that I'm hesitating about? Let me talk about that in a second. What I do know about this wheel is that with it being so timely, once it's offered you the choice of a new destiny, it doesn't hang about. You know, it may well move on just as unexpectedly as it arrived. Will it return? I think that's uncertain. I would say, based on what I've been observing, probably not.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So here's some of the advice I've been sharing with my clients. It seemed to me that this would be the most useful thing to do to actually help you to be able to navigate this particular phase. I don't know how long we're going to be in this energetic phase for, but it seems to me like it's going to be around for a while. So first of all, I'd like you to start off by assuming that this phenomena, because it is one, is occurring for you. It's happening for everybody else around you, whether they're conscious of it or not. You have to accept that this is a phenomena and that it is occurring right now for everyone, including everyone you know. And it might have been happening for a while without you realizing it. So stay vigilant. Become aware then of when you are at a choice point. You'll start to recognise them. For me, they always sparkle. But for other people, there seems to be something about the situation that feels unnatural to them. And that's part of the key. I don't want you to make any hasty decisions. The key here is to be prepared. Be prepared to respond. I want you responding, not reacting. I always say to my clients, reactions are rooted in past experiences. Responses arise from being present, centered, and then open to new experiences ahead of you. Okay? Reactions are always going to be based upon the past, how it could have been better, what happened that made your past experience fantastic. You're always going to react based on your past, but responses leave the past behind. And what they say is, how do I feel I would like to respond? There's a potential to that, isn't there? Responses arise in our present centered awareness and being open to new experiences. Okay. So in that mode, what we're doing is, as we're responding, we're actually very forward facing. The past won't guide you to your best future during this energetic phase. I can say that categorically. In fact, the past seems to be drawing destinies on that wheel that take you straight back into experiences that were very similar to those in your past. So if you're focusing on your past and you had the most phenomenal past and there was nothing in your past you would change, I suppose that would be a good technique for this time. But I know very few people that actually want to be past focused. What they would like to be is present and future focused. The wheel's going to stop at the closest match to you. So if you want the change so that your future releases any attachments, any similarities, any cycles to the past, during this energetic phase. Make sure that you're not looking backwards. This is not the time to do more shadow work. It's not the time to do any kind of work that takes you into something that will draw in energies from the past and change that vibration that you have. Yes, draw lessons from the past. Yes, draw learning from the past. But I think your gaze should remain firmly on the next right step forward. Another way of looking at this is to work with your future self and not your past self. I know we've all done a lot of work with our past selves, but this phase is very much about working with your future self. Make choices, the best ones you can, based on what the best version of your future self would hope for. Ask yourself, will this choice benefit my future self? Is doing this something my future self would eventually thank me for? That's another really good technique at the moment. And I know I've mentioned this already, but I can't stress often enough, always remember with every choice who you are, who you know yourself to be, that true enduring vibration that you are, because that wheel's going to align with that vibration. So each choice should lead you closer to the future self you aspire to become. And there's no need to rush, even if there feels like an impatience. Don't rush. Even though when it feels the wheel wants you to hurry up, don't rush. The wheel will keep turning, of course, but feeling rushed may stop you from choosing in the wisest way. I said earlier, focus always on taking only your next right step. So what do I mean by that? Well, it's really easy to spiral at the moment, spiral along down a rabbit hole, if you like, and get too far ahead of yourself. The energies at the moment seem to be wanting to pull us forwards at such a rate, and I don't want you to do that. Observe, of course, what might be ahead, but actually remain very focused only on needing to take the next right step towards what you want. This is going to pay huge dividends for you. I can't stress this enough. If you find your imagination running riot or running too far ahead in any future, please, please just bring yourself back and say, yep, I recognise that could be what is my destiny, but what I'd like to do is just come straight back to the present again. Choices are only in the present. Choices are only ever in the present. The choices do not reside in the future. And with the way that the destinies are shifting and turning at the moment, if you spend too much time in the future, you may find that hypothetically, when you get to the future, that all the destinies have changed anyway. So the only thing is to bring yourself back to your present-centered awareness and make a choice from that. I would also be really confident about the choices that you make. If you're unsure that you're about to make a correct choice, if you're feeling resistance in any part of your body, in any part of your feelings, your mind, your knowing, then I would say let the wheel continue on its course. You need to become familiar with how you feel. It's a great way of dowsing if it's a yes or a no to stepping forward. If you're open to choosing change, even if it feels like a risk in some way, ask yourself, okay, how does it feel? Does it seem to compel you forward? Okay, is it pulling you magnetically? All right. But how does the pull feel? How does the magnetic charge feel? If there is any resistance in you, don't follow the pull. Does it feel more like, though, a benevolent kind of surrender? Does it feel like you're being drawn towards something which is alluring? Do you not feel the resistance in there? Do you feel excitement at the potential of what you're being offered? Well, if that's the case, trust that you can tell the difference. If it feels like a benefit, align with it, step forward into it, say yes to it. And if there is a resistance, do not question that the resistance has come up. Don't justify it. You don't need to have a reason for it. You don't need an excuse for it. Just say no, no thank you, you know, thanks but no thanks, and wave the wheel on by. Every spin of that wheel represents a new choice and a new destiny that's being generated. It's going to be the result of the choice that you make. Any choice you make is going to result in a new destiny. So your decisions are going to shape your destiny at the moment. Even in the face of such unpredictable outcomes, you're going to be asked to make choices for your next right step. Are you, do you think, adaptable? Are you open to change? The energies around at this time are asking you that very question. Do you have the kind of mindset that embraces uncertainty? Do you have a feeling that you can trust your feelings, your emotions? Can you have faith that you're being led in the direction that you're destined to go, that will be for your best benefit? Could you be okay with that? Because these are the energies that are around at the moment. And of course, you can stay in the destiny you're in. But I'm not always sure that the destinies we're in at the moment are the ones that are most beneficial for us. I feel that the energetic grids are having this kind of chaotic, spinning change underway because we need to change our destinies. The trajectory is not in our best interests. So are you able to be adaptable enough to be able to flourish and be nourished and find joy in an ever-changing destiny? Because you're going to be offered more than one. Each step that you take is actually going to bring you a new destiny at the moment. And even when you may not know the detail of what that destiny may involve, are you prepared to take that risk and step anyway? The uncertainty of all these shifting destinies really lit a spark in me. It's given me a sense of exploration and awakened my insatiable curiosity to find out more, to become more. And I've decided to remember who I am and be prepared to venture into unfamiliar territory if that's what I'm feeling drawn to, if I don't have any resistance to it. And knowing that each spin could lead to an entirely new experience for me, I'm finding exciting. I'm choosing to be excited by that, be elevated by the potential of it. Yes, I love to be in my comfort zone. Who doesn't? But what if the new destiny that I'm being offered is going to take me even further into a comfort zone that I would love even more? Changing destinies always starts with feeling unfamiliar. I get that. And the uncertainty too. But they can transform everything into something that feels very spontaneous, magical and aligned. The choices you make will inevitably generate some kind of effect in the lives of you, in your own life, but also in the lives of other people around you too. And we can't forget those we care about the most as we're making choices. I've said so often recently, hold the hands of the people you love the most. Remember who you are, and then if it feels like it's the right thing to do, step forward boldly. Never look back and go to greet the future self that's waiting for you. But would you want to do that by yourself? The best thing that you can do, the holding your hands in that, is to explain to everybody that there is a wheel of fortune, a wheel of destinies that is spinning at the moment. And we have to, each one of us, align to our truest self and make choices that we feel are right for us. Single steps forward. Tell them that we love them and we don't want to step forward without them. And we want them in our destiny along with us. And we want them to be aware that they have these choices that are appearing for them too. And if they can also align to that beautiful frequency that is theirs, if they can learn about how resistance feels in their body so that they know whether to step forward or not, then we know that we can hold hands together through this. There is a wheel of fortune, a wheel of destiny that's spinning at the moment, and it's offering a choice to each and every one of us whether we continue on our current pathway or not, and whether we're conscious of it or not too. And it's happening for everyone, and it's happening for everyone at the same time. So being adaptable, please, it's a key to this. Being understanding is a key as well. And cultivating a mindset that's open to change and being willing to adjust to new circumstances, if that's where a new, more beneficial destiny takes us, well, that's what we have to do too. And to encourage those around us to do this at the same time. We're all in this together. I hope the Wheel of Destiny brings you all good things that enable you to flourish, to be nourished, and that will bring you joy. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.